The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Okay, welcome back to Project Independence and You Talk Radio. We've been having a very, very interesting conversation with Councilman Peter Zuckerman, and we thank you, Peter, for being here.
Thank you very much.
Very enjoyable. We will now be going into the next segment of the show, which is Old Time Radio with Boston Blackie. And that this show was actually made in September of 1945, which I actually probably remember listening to. I do remember Boston Blackie. He was a good one. But anyhow, that's the story. We will now go to the show, and we'll talk to you in a little while. Thank you.
Can you get me my car, Jim?
Oh, Black, breakfast home?
Sure.
Hey, Tom, get Boston Blackie's car.
And tell him to hurry, Jim.
Get that, Blackie. And on a double, Tom.
Well, how much do I owe you?
Give me a parking check. I'll figure the time.
Oh, sure, sure.
What you nervous about, Blackie?
In a hurry, that's all. Here's the check.
Thanks. Got to stamp the time out before I can figure out what you owe me. There we are.
How much do I owe you?
In at 7:45 and out at 8:12. That'll be 30 cents. Hey, you keep the check.
All right, here you are. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to drop it.
Hey, Blackie, you sound nervous. What's the matter?
Nothing, nothing.
Hey, what's that on your sleeve?
My sleeve?
Yeah, that's the red stuff down there by the sleeve button.
Oh.
Blackie, that looks like blood. What is that?
That, Jim, is none of your business.
And now we return to Richard Calmer's Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friends.
Just a minute, please.
Yes?
You're Boston Blackie, aren't you?
Yes, but I'm in a hurry.
The switchboard operator said you'd be back. I've been waiting for you for 2 hours.
2 hours? Sorry.
I'd have waited 2 days if necessary.
Say, don't I know you?
You might. I'm Carol Williams.
Oh, yes. You used to be pretty friendly with a fellow named Fred Allen.
Yes. That's why I'm here. Fred got out of jail yesterday. I just wanted to warn you.
About what?
Fred. He's going to kill you, Blackie.
You mean he's going to try?
You were the one that sent him to jail. You know what he promised to do when he got out.
They all promised that.
Yes, but Fred is different from the others. I ought to know I was his girl for 3 years.
I don't know why you go to the trouble of warning me about Fred. He went to prison with no love for you.
Or for his brother John. Or for Bill Andrews either. But you're the first on his list.
I'll take care of myself. Don't worry.
Look, Fred's getting to town today. I don't know how soon there'll be trouble. Would you take my new name and address just in case?
New name?
As I moved to an apartment at 928 Davis Lane under the name of Leslie Barnes, the day I heard Fred was getting out of jail. No one knows my new address or my new name.
Well, I know it now.
But nobody else.
Look, let's stop fooling. What do you really want to talk to me about?
Just what I've told you. Stay out of Fred's way, and he'll kill you. And I don't want him to kill you. And I don't want you to kill him.
No? What do you want?
Nothing but the pleasure of killing Fred Allen myself.
All right, all right. Wait till I get inside. All right, I said. Either rings when I'm coming in or going out or taking a shower. Okay, don't overdo it. Hello?
Frankie, this is Faraday.
It's all right, Inspector. I won't tell anybody.
I've been trying to reach you for the last hour.
Well, that's swell, if it's your last hour.
I don't want any of your wisecracks, Frankie. I'm in room 802 in the Midland Hotel.
Oh, and you're lonesome?
No, I'm not lonesome. I've got a corpse to keep me company.
Said it outsmart you. Who's dead, Inspector?
An old pal of yours, Blanky. A guy who swore to kill you as soon as he got back from a vacation in the big house.
Fred Allen?
That's right, Blanky. He's been dead just a little while, and I have a hunch you killed him.
Your hunch drunk as usual, Faraday. I didn't murder Allen. Anybody I can murder for you today?
I don't say it was murder, Blanky. It was probably self-defense. But everybody in town knows Allen was out to get you. Were you at the Midland Hotel a little while ago?
When you asked me, that means you don't know. So why don't you try to find out? So long, Inspector.
Blanky, you listen.
Yes?
Suzanne.
Yes, Blanky.
Suzanne, were you at the lobby switchboard when I was down there talking to that young lady a little while ago?
Oh, yes, I've been here since 4 this afternoon.
Well, she said she'd been waiting for me for 2 hours. Is that right?
Blackie,
she came in about 5 minutes before you did. All right, you guys. Finish with those pictures and rush those fingerprints down to headquarters. We got to get that body out of here.
All right, right away, Inspector.
All right, you. You're the dead guy's brother, huh?
Yes, Inspector Faraday. I'm John Arlen.
This gun in my handkerchief. Ever see it before?
No, I don't think so.
You got any idea who killed your brother?
No, but I'd like to shake his hand.
What do you mean by a crack like that?
Figure it out. Made my life miserable since we were little kids. I'd like to have killed him myself.
You live in this hotel, don't you?
Sure, you know that. In the room right next to this one.
Kind of convenient, isn't it?
Very. Sorry I didn't have a chance to take advantage of it.
Now look, your brother phoned room service at 8:16, and a waiter found him dead at 8:25. So he's killed between 8:16 and 8:25. Where were you at that time?
I haven't the slightest idea.
Well, where were you most of the evening?
I'm not sure. A lot of places, I guess.
Name one.
Well, I was down in the lobby for 45 minutes or an hour, but I don't know just when. Whether it was before or after 8:16.
Who saw you down there? Who'd you talk to?
I don't know. I bought a paper, I remember that, but I didn't pay any attention to the time.
Okay, I'll check that. I may need you later. Don't go too far away.
I can go now?
Yeah. But just make sure you're around if I need you.
I will.
Hello there. I'm from the Globe. Aren't you John Arlen, the dead man's brother?
Yeah, but I don't want to talk to reporters.
Who killed your brother, Mr. Arlen?
I don't know, but I'm sorry I didn't.
I'll print that.
Print it. Put in a headline for all I care.
That's your room right next to the murder room?
That's right. Put that in the headline, too.
Oh, come on, Mr. Arlen. Give me a...
Pig.
Yes?
Operator. Get me Ingersoll 21561.
Yes, sir. One moment, please.
Police. Porter. Better leave me alone.
Hello?
Bill Andrews?
Yes.
Bill, this is John Arlen.
Oh, yes.
Fred's been killed.
Yes, I know.
I want to talk to you.
I'd like to talk to you, too.
Oh, your house isn't safe. Cops will be after you. You can't come here.
I can meet you in my car.
Your car? You can drive a car?
I can't walk, but I have special braces for driving. I'll meet you at the corner of Oak and Brewster Streets. We can talk in my car.
Okay.
What do the police know so far? Do they know much about us?
Doesn't everybody? I think we'd better frame our alibis together. I'll see you at the corner of Oak and Brewster. Amazing, Bill, the way they fixed it so you can drive a car, even though you can't walk a step.
The leg braces aren't comfortable, John, but after 2 years, it's worth anything to get out of that wheelchair once in a while.
Oh, well, someday they'll give you braces you can walk with.
I hope so. But, about Fred?
I told the cops I was sorry I didn't get to kill him.
When they come to me, I'd like to tell them the same thing.
You might as well. You have as good a reason as I do.
Maybe better. But I don't dare tell him that.
Look, Bill. I was in the hotel when Fred was killed. You got to give me an alibi.
Oh, that's fine. Only I was in the hotel when it happened, too.
You were? Did you kill him?
I think we'd better frame an alibi for the two of us.
What do you say we frame one for the three of us?
Huh?
Who are you?
What are you doing back there?
Sitting on the floor. Very uncomfortable, too.
Who are you and where did you come from?
I came from your garage, Andrews. I was on my way to visit you, and I saw you wheeling yourself out to your car, so I thought I'd ride back here.
Who are you?
Boston Blackie, John. Another one of your brother Fred's pet peeves, remember?
Remember? You're the guy he promised to kill within 24 hours after he got out of jail.
Yes, but that's one worry I don't have any longer.
Then you're in this as much as we are.
That's why I suggested a moment ago that we frame an alibi for the three of us. Or perhaps I should have said for the four of us.
Four of us?
Carol Williams is involved in Fred's death, too. In fact, she mentioned both your names to me.
Bill and I were at the hotel when Fred was killed. Were you and Carol there?
Not together. I was there, I know. And I have a hunch she was there, too. She lied about having waited for me in my apartment building for 2 hours.
Carol hated Fred as much as I did. She could have killed him.
Why did you hate him, Bill?
I was his business partner in the better days. When he went crooked, he involved me. I spent a few years in prison myself.
Well, that's not going to sound so good when Faraday hears it.
Oh, I'd have killed him on general principles. But I didn't have any better reason than the rest of you.
No better reason, only a better alibi. You can't walk.
Now, look, only one of us killed him.
Do you want to take the credit, John?
I've got troubles enough. What about you?
I was in the hotel earlier tonight. Does that answer your question?
We were all in the hotel.
Look, we're not getting anywhere accusing each other.
I say we'd better get hold of Carol. Get our story straight. We're all suspects.
Yes, four of us were in a jam, Andrews. And I think we'd better get alibis that will gel. Coming, coming, coming.
Morning, Blackie.
Oh, hi, Jim. What'd I do, leave something in my car last night?
No, I want to talk to you, Blackie.
Oh, sure, come in.
Thanks.
What's the trouble?
Well, no trouble.
Well, you wanted to talk to me, what about?
Remember when you took your car out of my garage last night? There was something on your sleeve.
So?
So, I read in the papers today how Fred Arlen was found shot to death in his room at the Midland Hotel. That was blood on your sleeve last night, Blackie. And when a guy gets shot, he bleeds.
So?
So, you could have killed Fred Arlen. I could tell the police about what I saw in your sleeve last night.
Yes?
Yes. But for Joe, I could forget all about it. I'll take $50 out of cash. It's $50, or do I go to the cops? Now look, Blackie, it's... Hey, now, wait. Now, look, don't get sore. Now, look now, Blackie, I didn't mean anything. Honest, I didn't. Blackie, what are you going to do? Blackie, what are you going to do?
What can I do, Jim, except pay you the $50?